I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, April 27. Coming up, government launches Economic Growth Council, Morant Bay Resident Magistrates Court reopens, and Junior Education Minister extends condolences to family of slain three-year-old. The news in detail after the break.
JCDC in association with Tourism Enhancement Fund presents Jamaica May, the 2016 Jamaica Visual Arts Exhibition, April 24 to May 8, Jamaica Conference Center, Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. View and vote for the best Jamaican art pieces, participate in the public mural and make it and share it project, and much more. Admission free. Sponsored by Singer, Happy Ice, PBCJ, Life's Tush, Lifespan Spring Water, NLS, and KSAC. Visit www.jcdc.gov.jm for further details.
Now the news. Government on Wednesday officially launched the Economic Growth Council, EGC. The council is expected to advise the administration on a framework of initiatives designed to achieve economic growth for Jamaica. Once established, the EGC will be empowered to monitor the implementation of growth initiatives through the relevant ministries, departments, and agencies. It will be chaired by businessman Michael Lee Chin and will meet regularly with Prime Minister Andrew Holness to provide status updates on its various projects. The council will also provide quarterly updates to the public. Chairman of the Planning Committee of the Economic Growth Council, Ambassador Nigel Clark, says members will be drawn from various sectors and interest groups.
The Economic Growth Council will consist of leaders from the private sector and from the public sector and will be appointed in due course and will be expected within a period of 4 months to conclude their consultations with stakeholder groups in Jamaica and in the diaspora and to finalize the set of initiatives and sub-initiatives with the government of Jamaica.
Ambassador Clark was speaking at the launch of the Economic Growth Council at Jamaica House Wednesday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says establishment of the Economic Growth Council is part of government's plans to further drive the economy. Mr. Holness says the council, working in tandem with the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, situated in the office of the Prime Minister, will enable a more structured approach to national development.
It is not another layer of bureaucracy. It is meant to simplify, clarify, and expedite economic growth policy. So this is a concrete example of the government moving to fulfilling its commitment to fulfill our dream of prosperity for every Jamaican.
Mr. Holness also expressed confidence that Chairman of the Economic Growth Council, Michael Lee Chin, will be able to help the group meet its objectives. The Morant Bay Resident Magistrates Court resumed operations on Wednesday following a 2-day closure of its administrative offices due to flooding over the weekend. Director, Client Services, Communication and Information at the Court Management Services, Tricia Cameron Anglin, says while some documents were damaged, the majority of files have been saved.
Matters have resumed in the Morant Bay Resident Magistrates Court, and we have returned to some level of normalcy. Matters are being tried, cases are being brought before the court, and the efforts to bring the court back up to full operations are still underway.
Mrs. Cameron Anglin was speaking in an interview with JIS News. She says a team has been deployed to the court to assess the status of files and assist court staff with the retention and safekeeping of documents. And State Minister for Education, Youth and Information, Floyd Green, has extended condolences to the family of 3-year-old LaShawnee Thomas, whose body was found on Dumpup Beach in Montego Bay, St. James, on Tuesday. Minister Green is reiterating calls for all Jamaicans to take responsibility for the protection of the nation's children and to speak up against child abuse.
It is very disheartening. This is a crisis. And again, with a renewed emphasis on Child Month, we hope to break down that culture. Break down that barrier of silence.
Minister Green was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. Preliminary investigations by the police suggest that the child's father is responsible for her death. The state minister has also expressed condolences to the family of the 12-year-old Wilma's Boys student who died on Monday. Police reports are that the boy located his father's licensed firearm inside their home around 9 o'clock Monday night and used it to shoot himself. He later died at hospital. Representatives from the Child Development Agency and the Ministry of Education are providing grief counseling to family members of both children. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.